Today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Vav. Today's share is sponsored by Elisha Graf in honor of Avram Yitzchak Khan. We thank Elisha again very much for the sponsorship. We left off on daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We are at the Braisa Tan Rabban, the last skinny line of daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Braisa is going to discuss where we learn the idea that anything you cannot eat cannot be used for matzah. We're going to then move on to discuss the Machlokas Tanaim about which halachos we can derive from the term lechem Oni that the Torah uses to describe matzah, and that's going to lead us into a very brief discussion about milchig bread in general, and then the Gemara is going to discuss why you're not allowed to use lukewarm water for making matzah, but you're allowed to use lukewarm water for making karbanos mincha that are not allowed to be chametz, and that leads into a discussion of lasisa, of soaking the kernels, and whether that's a problem of asking for trouble in terms of chimutz if one soaks the kernels, and then the Gemara discusses how we know that matzah is not allowed to be made from bikurim, and what the difference is between Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, and the daf is going to conclude with some other halachos that we learn from the phrase Lechem Oni. So we're going to, at the end of the day, there are actually going to be four different halachos, four potential halachos that we learn from the phrase Lechem Oni, the fact that the Torah uses such a descriptive phrase when describing matzah. So let's again pick up from Tanu Rabbanan, the last skinny line on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa. Yachol yotzei adam yidecha vaso betevel shelo niskan. I might think a person could be yotzei's mitzvah of matzah with tevel that has not yet been corrected. So, frak the Gemara, what do you mean tevel shelo niskan? That's the very definition of the word tevel. Kol tevel nami halo niskan. Every tevel is lo niskan. Tevel means that you haven't yet corrected it by being mafrish trumas and maestros. So it says Gemara, ela betevel shelo niskan kol tzarcho. Now, I might have thought that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with tevel that is not fully corrected. What does that mean? Shanotim menu truma gedola, v'lo notim menu trumas meiser. It means that you took truma gedola, you gave the truma gedola to the Kohen, but no trumas meiser, meaning you took the meiser rishon and gave that to the Levi, but the Levi hasn't taken trumas meiser from his meiser rishon. Meiser rishon, v'lo meiser sheni. Or maybe you took truma gedola and meiser rishon, but you weren't mafresh meiser sheni. V'afilu meiser ani, or if it's the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, when there is no Meiser Sheni, and instead you give Meiser Ani, so you took the Truma, you took the Meiser Rishon, gave it to the Levi, but you didn't do Meiser Ani, Minayin, so how do I know that even that is called Tevel, and you cannot be Yotze, your mitzvah of Matzah, with even that kind of Tevel? Tamalomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Lo Sochal Alav Chametz. Torah says, Lo Sochal Alav Chametz, which we darshin, Misha Isura Misham Baltochal Alav Chametz, Yatzezeh, She'en Isura Misham Baltochal Chametz, El Misham Baltochal Tevel. That the Isser of the mitzvah of Matzah is only fulfilled with something that only has the potential to have an Isser of Chimutz. That if you don't watch it and bake it in time, the problem that it's going to have is Chimutz. But if it has another problem, namely that it's Tevel, then it's not eligible for the mitzvah of Matzah. So says Gemara, why? V'isur d'chametz leichan azla. It still has potential for chimutz, doesn't it? Meaning if you have a dough that's tevel, so granted it's always going to be a problem of tevel, but isn't it also going to be a problem of chametz if you don't bake it in time? And shouldn't that alone make it eligible for the mitzvah of matzah? Because after all, the drasha is anything that has potential for chimutz could be matzah. It doesn't have to be... So yeah, this has potential for chimutz, and potential for other things, for other isurim. It should still be eligible to be matzah. So says Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes Hamani Rabbi Shimon Hi, that we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, Da Amar Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, that once there's already an existing Isser, another Isser is not going to be Chal. And therefore, this does not have the potential for Chametz, because it's already Asr Mishum Tevel. Once something is Asr Mishum Tevel, it's not going to be Asr Mishum Chametz, the only Isser that exists is the Isser of Tevel, and that's why it's not eligible to be used for matzah. Where do we find this shita of Rabbi Shimon? D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha'ochel nevela b'yom ha'kippurim, potter. Rabbi Shimon holds, if a person eats nevela on Yom Kippur, he's potter from bringing the korban chatos for eating on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is an Isser kares. Whenever you have an Isser kares that one violates b'shogeg, they bring a korban chatos. So normally you would think a person eats on Yom Kippur, and he's going to bring a korban chatos. But over here, he's eating nevela, he's eating meat that already has an Isser. So if it already has an Isser, the Isser of Yom Kippur is not going to be chal on the Isser of nevela, and mainly you're not going to be chay of the korban chatos.
Gatos. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita, because Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. So the Ravina, that's one approach. The other approach, says Gemara, Ravina Amar, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. No, maybe we could even be assuming like the Shita of the Rabbanan, who normally hold that an Isser can be Chal on an existing Isser. And therefore, is there potential for Chimutz over here? Absolutely, there's potential for the Isser of Chametz to be Chal. Aye, so why can't you use it for Matzah? So he says, because specifically by the mitzvah of Matzah, the drasha is, Mishi Isuro Mishum Balto Chal Chametz, Bilvad, Yatzazeh Shein Isuro Mishum Balto Chal Chametz, Bilvad, Ela Af Mishum Balto Chal Tevel. The definition of what is eligible for Matzah is something that only has the potential for the Isra of Chametz, but does not have potential for any other Isser. Its only potential Isser is the Isser of Chametz, but there's no other Isser there. So granted, the dough of Tevel can become Asr Mishum Chametz also, but it can't be Asr Mishum Chametz exclusively. It also has the Isser of Tevel, and that's why it's ineligible to be used for Matzah. So says the Gemara, but that doesn't make sense. That doesn't say that in the Torah. Midi Bilvad Ksiv. Does it say the word Bilvad anywhere? It just connects the mitzvah of Matzah to the Isra of Chametz. It doesn't say that the mitzvah of Matzah can only be fulfilled on something that can exclusively be an Isra of Chametz without being anything else. It doesn't say that in the Torah. So rather we stick with Rav Sheshes' original understanding, where the only way to explain is to explain this rule that you cannot be Yotze with the Matzah Shel Tevel is if we assume like Rabbi Shimon that Ein Isra Chalal Isser, a new Isra cannot take effect on an existing Isser, so once the grain has some other Isser, like Tevel, it can no longer have the potential to become Chametz, and consequently it cannot be used for Matzah. Now, the couple of issues over here in the Balei Tosos raise. Tosos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, asks, why do we need a pasuk to tell me that you're not Yotzei the Matzah Shel Tevel? We have this whole drasha, because we relate Matzah to the Chametz, only something that has potential for Chametz, and this doesn't have the potential for Chametz, because it's already Yasser Mishum Tevel. What do you need a drasha for? Ever hear of the concept Mitzvah Ba Baveira? It's the major sugya of Masechta Sukkah. You take a lulav hagazel, and a person uses a lulav hagazel, stolen lulav, it's mitzvah b'avera. It's not a good mitzvah. It doesn't count as a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah b'avera. Isn't that the same thing? Matzah shel tevel is a mitzvah b'avera. A person tries to eat matzah of tevel, it's a violation of mitzvah b'avera. So all of the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha, and they develop several different approaches which each reflect a chiddush about mitzvah baba veru, or some limitation on mitzvah baba veru, because the way to answer such a question is to say, yes, there is a concept of mitzvah baba veru, but for some reason it doesn't apply over here. Now, why wouldn't it apply over here? You're eating matzah shel tevel, why shouldn't we say that's a mitzvah baba veru? That's why you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. No fancy drushas are necessary. So Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah is mitarets that mitzvah baba veru is only applies to mitzvahs that are balder ratzos, that come to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way or another. The source of mitzvah baba avera, the Gemara darshins from Karbanos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in your stolen Karbanos, I'm not interested in Karbanos that were obtained through illegal means. So Karbanos are clearly a mitzvah of Ritzoy. The Gemara talks about it in terms of Lulav. Lulav is a mitzvah that apparently is Bala Ratzos, that's a Chiddush that several Rishonim have, that what do? We take Lulav in the middle of Halel, in the middle of Davin, in some level, so apparently it serves as a ritzui. The Gemara says that it's gira be'ina desitna. It's like an arrow in the eyes of the Satan. It's being maratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu in a certain way. Shofar is also something we use in the context of tefillah. So there's what to talk about that it's bala ratzos, that in some way it's a mitzvah of ritzui. But any mitzvah that's not a mitzvah of ritzui, it's not an appeasement, it's not there to achieve any sort of kapara, or it doesn't work as an appeasement like tefillah would, is not going to be subject to the issue of mitzvah baba vera. Matzah is not a mitzvah of ritzui. So that's how the Balei Tosfos answer. The Ramban, however, says, no, in different approach, there's no mitzvah baba vera by matzah of tevel because it's biyadol l'sakein. The problem of tevel, you can fix. You can be mafresh, trumos, and maestros. The Chachamim
and therefore, since you could fix it, it's not subject to mitzvah baba avera. The Ramban also says that the whole din that you're not yotze with the mitzvah baba avera is only a din drabanan, and it's an asmachta based on the pasuk in Malachi vavesim gazel v'sapiseach. So the Gemara needs to bring a pasuk that you're not yotze with matzah shel tavel midaraisus. So that's the third approach, that there's a din drabanan of mitzvah baba avera, but who says mitzvah baba vera is a problem on a daraisa level? So we need a pasuk to teach me a din on a daraisa level. And a fourth approach is the approach of the Ritva. The Ritva writes that there's no mitzvah baba vera, there's only mitzvah baba vera when the mitzvah is gorem the avera, when the mitzvah is what causes the avera. You steal matzah and al yidei the maisa mitzvah you're kona it, you make your kinyan egzela, or al yidei yeyush and shinei Hashem from lechem to matzah, or the kedusha mitzvah causes the shinui rishus. But if a person steals wheat and he makes matzah where he's already been kona b'shinui by baking the matzah, so the avera is not causing the mitzvah, then it would not be mitzvah baba avera. So matzah shel tevel, the mitzvah's matzah is not gorem the isser of tevel, so we would not say mitzvah baba avera in such a case. It's only when the mitzvah is gorem the isser. By doing the mitzvah, you're creating the problem. You're creating the Isser. So a fascinating approach. Some of the Achronim suggest, the Chassam Sofer suggests, a different approach to be Mitarit. There's a suffix in the Mishnah Lamelech we've discussed recently. We have this concept of Shalok Kederech Achila. We've seen earlier in this parak that if a person violates an Isser, eats Macholos Asuros, Shalok Kederech Achila, so it's not a violation of the Isser. What about a mitzvah? An Achilas mitzvah, Shalok Kederech Achila. Does that count as a mitzvah? We discussed it in terms of Yisurim, lo yeyachel, so you need a kederach achila to violate the Yisur. What about a mitzvah sachila? The mitzvah of achilas karbon pesach, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, is one yotzei shelo kederach achila. So that's the suffix the Mishnah Lamelech raises in Hilchus Yisodei HaTorah. So it could be, if you're going to say, like the tzad, that you yotzei the chov of matzah with an achila that shelo kedarka, but you're not in violation of an Yisur when it's shelo kederach achila, then, says the Chassam Sofer, we see very well why you need a pasuk, because it's possible to do the mitzvah of matzah on matzah shel tevel without violating the iser, without having a mitzvah baba avera. You eat it shelo kederach, so you didn't do the iser, but you did the mitzvah. So that's why we need a pasuk to tell me no. Afal pikein, if it's matzah of tevel, you can never be yotzei. So that's more achronish teretz, but that's the teretz of the Chassam Sofer. The other question also over here is the Rambam pasuk zalacha. You're not yotzei the mitzvah with matzah shel tevel. And the Pirushim Shnayis, the Rambam writes, what if a person can't find on the first night of the Seder, you can only find matzah tzasur b'achila, matzah of tevel or hegdish, that you're not allowed to eat it, so mishum mitzvah baba avera. So the Rambam says that someone who can't find on the night of the Seder matzah that's asur, it's still, you should not use it because of mitzvah baba avera. That's how the Rambam writes as well. Mitzvah baba avera, you absolutely should not use it. So the Mefarshim all ask, what do you mean? Why don't we say that there's a mitzvah saseh of berav tochlu matzos? It should be docha, the lo saseh of tevel. Whatever happened to saseh, docha lo saseh. So Tosos Meseches Kiddushin quotes from the Yerushalmi, and the Tosos Chachmei Anglia also matarates that in saseh koda matan Torah is not docha lo saseh la achar matan Torah. If the mitzvah saseh was there from before matan Torah, so the rules of saseh docha lo saseh do not apply. Apparently, the understanding is that saseh docha lo saseh is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah at the same time that he gave us a contradicting Isser, the understanding is that the mitzvah overrides the Isser, that they were given as a pair, so Hashem must have meant something by that. So it's understood that the mitzvah is going to be a filu even in a situation where there's an Isser. But if the mitzvah comes before Matan Torah, before there was an Isser in place, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave that mitzvah b'makom that there's no Isser. But when there's an Isser, then the mitzvah won't apply, so we would not apply aseh doch halos aseh. Tos also calls from Yerushalmi that when aseh is not doch halos aseh, because where goes it, the Kazayas Rishon, Kazayas Sheni, Atu Kazayas kazayis rishon, not to kazayis sheni. That the first kazayis is a mitzvah. So you can say, I say the chalos, I say the second kazayis, not a mitzvah anymore. So you can't say, you can't apply, I say the chalos, I say if there's no mitzvah. And then one final issue to discuss before we move on. Rashi over here, in the top line, on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, the Mishnah said, what's an example of Rabbi Shimon's shita that ein isser chalal isser? A person eats nevela on Yom Kippur. So he's potter for Yom Kippur because the isser nevela was there already. What if the isser nevela wasn't there already? What if the isser Yom Kippur was there and then the isser nevela came? You had an animal that was alive when Yom Kippur started and then it died. Then it became a nevela on Yom Kippur. It died on Yom Kippur. So Rashi writes in the top, the imboba yom nisnavla afilu hachi haisa asura kodem yom kippurim mishamev menachai. You still wouldn't be chayev achatas for Yom Kippur because it was asur before Yom Kippur. It was Avram and Achai before Yom Kippur, was alive before Yom Kippur. So the Yisra Yom Kippur is not going to be Chal. Frek Tosfos, what do you mean? Before Yom Kippur was Avram and Achai, right? Now it's not Avram and Achai, it's a new Yisra, it's an Yisra of Nevela. So when the Yisra of Avram and Achai went away, the Yisra of Yom Kippur and the Yisra of Nevela should have been Chal at the same time. And Yisra Bas Achas, when two things come at the same time, it should the Yisra should very well be Chal. So Tosfos has this Gvaldik Achidish, where Tosfos says, yeah, there, it's true that the Isser Nevela wasn't there before Yom Kippur, and it was a different Isser called Avram and Achai, but both Nevela and Avram and Achai, the Tosfos points out over here on the top, both Nevela and Avram and Achai are pretty much the same Isser, because they're both the Isser of Eino Zavuach, of Eino Shachlet, of an animal that's not shechted. So there's a way to phrase both of those Isurim with this broader category called Eino Shachlut, so it's Ki'ilu, that same Isser of Nevela was there before. It just wasn't called Nevela, it was called Avram and Achai, but it was part of this bigger Isser called Eino Shachlut. So that's a Chiddush in how to view the Isser of Nevela. That the Isser of Nevela is not a meaning that what's the Isser of Avram and Achai is that it's not yet Shechted. What's the Isser of Nevela is that it never was Shechted. Meaning the whole point is that it's not Shechit, it didn't have the Matir of Shechita. It's a very interesting way to be Magdir and Avera, that it didn't, you didn't do the Matir. That's the Avera. The Avera is that it didn't have a Matir of Shechita. Okay, that's also Shechidish on the top. Says Gemara further now. Tan Rabban, Yachli Yotzei Adim Yidei Chavasa, about 6 lines on Lamed Vav Amral. Yachli Yotzei Adim Yidei Chavasa, Meiser Sheni B'Yushalayim. Well, you might think that one could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah, using Meiser Sheni wheat in Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, Tamalomar Lechem Oni, Mashanech Ba'aninus. That's why the pasuk says lechem oni. From there we learn that you can only be yotzei the mitzvah with something that's eaten in a dejected state, in a state of grief, in a state of sadness, and maaser sheni is eaten not in a state of sadness, yotzei sheni nechal ba'aninus, ela besimcha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili, maaser sheni is supposed to be eaten besimcha, and therefore you cannot use maaser sheni for the mitzvah of matzah. This is part of when, as we go through all the gemaras about matzah, we're going to see that matzah has sort of a contradictory nature to it. It has a dual character to it. It's on the one hand a lechem oni, it's a poor man's bread, it's something that reminds us of aninus on some level, and on the other hand it's a zecher l'chipazon, to the speed that we left Mitzrayim, it's a zecher l'neis. See, maror and Karban Pesach are much easier. Maror, you know what maror is a zecher to, is the merirus, is the bad stuff. Karban Pesach is a zecher to the good things, to the Karban Pesach is all positive. Matzah sort of in between, it has character of both. So over here we're emphasizing the more depressing character of matzah, that it's nechal ba'aninos, it's lechem oni, and therefore you can't use ma'aser sheni. Rabbi Kiva Omer matzos riba. Rabbi Kiva says no, the term matzos, it says multiple times, teaches us that you can use matzah that you might have otherwise thought you can't, like ma'aser sheni. Im kein matzah malam lechem oni. So then, what do we learn from lechem oni? Pratli isa sheni lo shebiyayin v'shem rudvash. Lechem oni does not come to teach me about my attitude while eating matzah, comes to teach me about the ingredients of the matzah. That the matzah shouldn't have fancy ingredients, it shouldn't have nicer ingredients of yayin, shemen, dvash. My time with Rabbi Akiva. So what's the basis of Rabbi Akiva? Miksiv lechem oni? Doesn't say lechem oni, which may be attitudinal about how a person should approach the in the mitzvah of eating matzah in a more dejected state. No, aniksiv, which is more about the ingredients of the food, and therefore it tells us that it should be the type of bread that a poor man eats. Rabbi Yosi Aglili would respond, mikarinan oni?
Oni Karinon. I know how it's spelled in the Chumash, but I also know how it's pronounced. And it's pronounced Oni. So even though it's spelled Oni, the pronunciation is what ultimately wins over here. So that's the discussion. This is a much larger Shas topic. We have a discussion in Masechah Sanhedrin, Masechah Sukkah, Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesores. When there's a pronunciation of a word that's different than the way the word is spelled, what do we derive the Ikra Halacha from? From the way the word is pronounced or from the way the word is spelled? So Pashas of the Gemara seems to be saying Rabbi Akiva does not darshan the word the way it's pronounced. If he would, then he'd be mother to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Oni is like with an Aleph Oni, that it has to be eaten in a dejected state, and Maaser Sheni would be no good. But Rabbi Kiva darshins the way the word is spelled, and not the way it's pronounced. Rabbi Kiva would hold Yeshem Lemesores, not Yeshem Lemikra. So the Ramchal just points out that you have to look in the other sugyas and see if Rabbi Akiva comes up over there, and he does. Rabbi Akiva comes up in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Akiva holds over there in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet, Yeshem Lemikra. So it turns out that there's a problem over here. Rabbi Akiva in our Gemara seems to assume Yeshem Lemesores. Over there he holds Yeshem Lemikra, that the pronunciation is the Iker. So Rabbi Chalva explains that when there's a Mikra and a Mesores that are sosar each other, so Rabbi Akiva holds not to darshan the Mesores, only the Mikra. That's in Sanhedrin. When they're not sosar each other, when the Mikra and the Mesores could be teaching two different things, Rabbi Akiva will learn two different things from the Mikra and the Mesores. So Rabbi Akiva over here, when he says Lecha, it doesn't say Lechem Oni, it says Lechem Ani, he's not rejecting the idea that there's something to be learned from Lechem Oni. In fact, we're going to see in a second that he does learn something from Lechem Oni. He just doesn't like learning what Rabbi Yossi Aglili learned from Lechem Oni. He has a different limud from Lechem Oni. Rabbi Akiva, Haide Karina Be Oni, what do I do with the Mikra? What do I do with the fact that it says Oni? So if Rabbi Akiva really held the Yeshem LeMesores, he wouldn't be asking that question. What do I do with Oni? The answer would be nothing. I hold the Yeshem LeMesores. No, but Rabbi Akiva holds the Yeshem LeMikra also. So Rabbi Akiva is going to have to do something with Oni. So it's sort of, it's difficult to understand the line where Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Miksiv Oni? That's not really the reason he rejects him, because of Miksiv Oni. It's Miksiv Oni. It's not really Miksiv Oni. It's I have a better idea of what to do with the word Oni, but the word really is Oni also. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with it? Kiddush Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onin Alav, Dvarim Harbe. We learn from Lechem Oni that it should be something, that bread that we use to be Oned Dvarim Harbe. What does it mean to be Oned Dvarim Harbe? To say a lot of words about the bread. So Rashi writes, Oned Alav Dvarim Harbe, that we say Halel on the bread. We're Gomrim Alav Es HaHalel at the Seder. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. So is Rashi saying necessarily that Halel is Daraisa? If that's the Kiyum of Lechem Oni, and Lechem Oni is a Din Daraisa, Rashi says, what does it mean? Omer Alav Dvarim Harbe. Lechem Oni means that you say Halel. It sounds like it's a mitzvah Daraisa. So if it is a mitzvah Daraisa, it might be part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sefer HaChinuch, when he formulates a mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, mitzvah Chaf Aleph, he says, mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, l'saper bin Yetzias Mitzrayim, b'lel chamisha asr b'nisan, kol echad kefi tzachos l'shono, every person according to the way he's able to articulate, should tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Sefer HaChinuch says, and part of that mitzvah is, ulahalel l'shabeach Hashem Yisbarach, al kol anisim sha'asolanu sham. Part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Halel, to be Mehalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even Rashi says Halel, the Halel might be part of a bigger mitzvah d'oraisa. It might not be an independent mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's Rabbi Akiva, that Onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. So I saw the Netziv in Dvarim Perek Tezayim points out that L'chora Shmuel should have said Shonim Olav Hagada. What's the Lashon Dvarim Harbe? So the Netziv explains that the Gemara says L'sochol Olav Chamit Shivus Yom Tochol Olav Matzos Lechamani Ki B'chipazon Yatzos Mitzrayim teaches us that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is a chiv even bizman hazeh, when there's no korban pesach. That bizman that there was a korban pesach, the ikur zikaron of yitzias Mitzrayim was al yedei the korban pesach. It was through the korban pesach, where we would recall the nes that Kadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses of the Jewish people and took the bechori Mitzrayim. But achilas matzah at that point, it still existed. It was a mitzvah d'oraisa, so it existed even when we had a korban pesach. But the ikur of achilas matzah was to let it be known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. It's like the Lach Metoda that we bring on the Neis, that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle of the redemption in general. But
b'zman hazeh, the achilas matzah is also about the chipazon, about the way that we were redeemed, the speed with we were redeemed. Ki b'chipazon yasasim Mitzrayim. So he says there were three types of chipazon that happened at Mitzrayim. There was chipazon shal Mitzrayim, the Medrash points as the Mechilta. There was chipazon shal Mitzrayim, that they were trying to send us out, b'chatzos halayla, ki amru kulanu mesim, they said, we're all going to die, get out of here quickly. There was the chipazon of Klal Yisrael in the morning, the Gemara Bracha says, lo yachlu lismameya, they were worried that Mitzrayim was going to realize that they're not coming back, and they're going to take back what they borrowed from them, or they're not going to let them go. So Klal Yisrael was in a rush out in the morning, and then there was the chipazon shal Shechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to happen very quickly. So that's what Shmuel says, Tvarim Harbe, that the matzah is Baal Lelamed, the matzah comes to teach us the Inyane HaChipazon HaRabim. That's what the Tziv understands. The Dvarim Harbe is that the matzah represents Chipazon, and Chipazon itself is Dvarim Harbe. Chipazon itself involves many different elements to it. Now, from the words Lechemoni, so far we've seen two different limudim. We've seen that it can't be Nilosh with Yayim Shemnu Dvash, that was Rabbi Akiva's limud. We learned that it should be, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that it shouldn't be Maaser Sheni. But we're going to see also Lechem Shonam Alav Dvarim Harbe, that it should be something that we also saw. And we're also going to see on Amud Beis that it shouldn't be Chalut V'Ashisha, it shouldn't be large breads, and particularly Chashuva breads. It shouldn't be coarse bread, but it shouldn't be very, very Chashuv either. And we're also going to learn, the Gemara is going to say, that Madarko Shalani Hu Mesik V'Ishto Ofe, just like an Ani, the Ani is preparing and the bread as his wife bakes it, so too Hu Mesik V'Ishto Ofe, meaning it has to be done very quickly so that it does not become Chametz. So the Gra in Chidushi Berurah Rabbeinu Agra, the Gra says that every object, that every mitzvah has four bechinos. There's Chomer, Tzura, Poel, and Tachlis. So he says the Derech Mashal of a table that you eat on, the Eitz is the Chomer, that's the raw material. When you turn it into a Shulchan, the Shulchan it's now taken a Tzura, it's taken a Tzura of a table. It's not just the raw material, it's taking the Tzura of the table. The Poel is the carpenter, the Baal Malacha, and the Tachlis is to eat on it, that's the purpose of it. So he says that's the Lechemoni also. The four elements of Lechemoni are the four, he says, of the chomer, keneged the chomer, we have that it shouldn't be with yayin shem nidvash, the ingredients, just what it's made up of, the tzura prat l'cholot v'ashisha, that it shouldn't be boiled, it should be baked in the normal way, and the poel, we say that it should be hu mesik v'ishto ofe, that the husband is the one preparing the bread and the wife is the one baking it, and the tachlis sha'onim alav dvarim harbe, that's the purpose, is to be ona alav dvarim harbe, that we find it all within the lechemoni. So anyway, it says in Marv, v'savar Rabbi Kivi isa shenil shu b'yayin v'shem l'dvash lo, does Rabbi Kivi really hold that if you put yayin shem l'dvash it's no good? V'atanya you're not supposed to use Yayin Shem L'Dvash, but if you do, Rabbi Gamliel says you should burn it right away. But Chamim say no, you could eat it. Rabbi Akiva, Shafti Rabbi Lozav Rabbi Shua. Here's Rabbi Akiva. This is the line we're quoting it for. Rabbi Akiva says I spent time by Rabbi Lozav Rabbi Shua. V'lashti lem Isa b'Yayin v'Shem L'Dvash. V'lomer li davar, and I made a dough for them with Yayin Shem L'Dvash, and they didn't have any problem with it. According to the Tanakama, even though you're not allowed to knead the dough with these ingredients, you can rub these ingredients onto the dough afterwards. Whatever you're allowed to knead the dough with, you can rub onto the dough afterwards. Whatever you're not allowed to knead the dough with, you can't add as an ingredient afterwards on the surface of the dough either. But the Veshavin Shein Loshin Asisa Poshin, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to knead the dough with warm water. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva held that it was okay to use Yayin Shem L'Dvash. That was his experience by Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. They had no problem with it. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that you're not allowed to use Yayin Shem L'Dvash? So lo kasha. Habi Yom Tov Rishon, Habi Yom Tov Sheni. Depends when we're talking about. The first day of Yom Tov, the first night, and night of the Seder where you need to be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Matzah, so then you can't use Yayin Shem L'Dvash. But afterwards you can. It's not Chameitz, it's just not Lechem Oni. Kedah Amal Rabbi Shua L'Bnei, Yom HaKam Lo Tilosh Li B'Chalba, Mikan Ve'enav.
It's like Rabbi Shua told the son that the first day I don't want matzah that's kneaded together with milk because it's not going to be lechem oni. But afterwards, I don't mind. You can make it together with milk. That's not a problem. Lechem oni. There is a discussion. Ma'aril says, wait a second. So let's say that's all you have. All you have is matzah ashira, matzah that's made with yayin shemen u'dvash. So should you use it for the night of the seder? Is there any Isser of using it for the night of the Seder? So the Maril says, Pashtus of the Sugya is that there's two kiyumim in matzah. There's a din matzah, and then there's a din of lechemoni. So if you don't have the possibility of lechemoni, at least fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So you get half the mitzvah. So you should eat the matzah ashira. It's at least the mitzvah of matzah. Now, according to Ashkenazim, we pass like the Ramah, that matzah ashira is a chashchimut, that when you put in meperos into the flour, that it's gonna cause it to be memar lahach. So we would never eat matzah shira for the night of the Seder. But if you assume like the Mechaber, that's not a chashash chimutz. If you don't have other matzah, should you use matzah shira? So Maril says, yeah, of course, why not? Magen Avraham says, no, that the din of lechem oni is what defines matzah on the first day. It's not that there's tzvei dinim. There's a din of matzah plus a din of lechem oni. The definition of matzah on the first night is lechem oni. If it's not lechem oni, then it's not matzah on the first night of the Seder. So anyway, parenthetically, you mentioned over here that Rabbi Shua told the son, on the first night, don't put milk into my matzah. Afterwards, you can make my matzah with milk. But isn't this a halach in Yerdei and Hilchus Basar B'chalav? You're not allowed to have milchig bread because we're afraid you're going to make a pastrami sandwich with your milchig bread. So you're not allowed to have milchig bread. What are we talking about over here? So two possibilities. No, what he meant to say is it wasn't about milk. It was about honey. He said the first day, don't put any honey in my matzah. After that, you could put honey in my matzah. No, maybe Taka was about milk. Kedama Ravina ke'ein tura shari hachanami ke'ein tura. When it's ke'ein tura, you're allowed to make milchig bread. So we mentioned the other day, machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says ke'ein tura means like the eye of an ox. It's referring to the size of the bread. That if you make a very small amount, then you're allowed to make milchig bread, because we assume in that short amount of time, a person is not going to forget that the bread is milchig, and he's not going to put any meat on that bread or eat any meat with it, and that's why it's okay. The Rambam says, no, ke'ein tura means not like the eye of, ke'ayin shel. No, ke'ein means similar to, tura, an ox. It should be shaped in a weird way. So it should be ke'ein tura, shaped in a funny way. That was the story we saw recently in Eretz Yisrael, where the Rabbanut somewhere had made a law that whenever they make the berekas that are milchig, they have to shape it like a triangle, and the parv berekas have to be shaped like a square, and it should look different. That's the Thomas's English muffins had to, that they thought that an English muffin looks different enough that they were able to make it milchig. I asked Rav Shechter once about that. Is that really the heter? Because now they make parv English muffins also, so it's not really so different. And the other svar, that they make it in small portions, because you're not going to have enough time to forget it. You know what the shelf life of a Thomas's English muffin is? So you have plenty of time to forget it, and they make small portions, but a lot of it, you buy the Costco-sized bag. So each one is a small portion. I don't know, I wasn't sure that Rabbi Ganak told me that that was the heter that they used. Rav Shechter said he didn't think that was the heter that they used. And Rav Shechter, they're both poskim for the OU. Rav Shechter said he didn't think that was the heter that they used. He thought the heter they used was that it's batel anyway, that the milk is batel b'shishim in the dough. It's a very small amount of milk. This isn't bittul iser. It's milk and bread. That's the question. How do we view milk and bread? Is it a cheftz of ma'acholos asuros? Does it become like ma'acholos asuros, or it's a chashash? So he says that it's once it's batel, it's not a bit. We're assuming that it's not a cheftz of ma'acholos asuros. So he's relying on that. Okay. V'shavin shein lashin asiyisa b'poshun, and everyone agrees that you don't need the dough in lukewarm water. So ma'ishami menachos. Why don't we use lukewarm water? Because we're afraid of chimutz, that it will be memar the chimutz process. Why should this be any different than karbanos mincha that are not allowed to be chametz de tanan? Chala menachos nilosos biposhrin. Well, menachos, we do use warm water. We just are careful to make sure it doesn't become chametz. So it says, no, that's different. Menachos are done by kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, so they're going to be very careful. They'll make sure it doesn't become chametz. But regular people make matzah, so we're not going to be careful enough. Also, if people are so careful by the karbanos mincha, so then they should allow lesisa. They should soak the grains of the karban mincha also.
Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiya Amar Shmuel Chitin Shal Menachos Ein Lo Sisinosa. Why is it that we don't soak the grains of a Korban Mincha? Says Mar Lisha Bizrizin Isa Lasisa Lesa Bizrizin. Because at that stage in the processing of the grains, you don't yet have the Kohanim involved. That's already being done pre the Kohanim. So that we don't do. Lasisa we don't want to do. But the Lisha is already being done by the Kohanim. Says the Gemara, really? V'lisha Misa Bizrizin? Is the Lisha being done by the Kohanim? V'aksiv Yitzhak Ala Hashemen V'yivya Ala Kohen Mikmitza Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kohuna Limit Al Yitziko B'lila Shekshir B'kal Adam. When does the Kohen's role in a Korban Mincha begin? From the Kmitza, when it's already flour mixed with oil and he takes out the Kometz, he takes out the Kmitza. Prior to that, there is no involvement of the Kohen. The B'lila, the mixing of the flour and the oil, is Kshir B'kal Adam. All of the rest is Kshir B'kal Adam, including the Lisha. So it says Mar Lisha Nihida Bizrizin Lasa Bimakum Zrizin Isa. Granted, the Kohanim aren't doing it, but it's in the Beis Hamikdash at least that they're doing it. So people are going to be extra careful when they're there. Damar Blila Ksher Bizar Chutz L'Chomas Hazara Psula Lafuke Lasisa Deina Bizrizin V'Lo Bimakum Zrizin. But Lasisa is neither done by Zrizin nor is it done Bimakum Zrizin. So that we don't want to do, even on Kabbarnos Mincha. Umayshnami Mincha Sa'omer. But what about Mincha Sa'omer Detanya? Minchas Omer los sinosa vitzovinosa, that we do the sisa on Minchas Omer. Why do we do the sisa on Minchas Omer? Aren't we worried about chametz? So it says more at sibor shiny, because that's a carbon sibor, and we assume with the carbon sibor, there's going to be much greater care taken to make sure everything's done right. Tan Rabban Yachl Yotzei Adam Yidecha Vaso Bibikurim Tamalomer B'Kol Moshvoseichem. I might think a person could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah. There's a new discussion now. I might think a person could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah with Bikurim. That's why it says in the pasuk B'Kol Moshvoseichem Tochlu Matzos, that we learn Matzah Nachelus B'Kol Moshvoseichem. The matzah that you use has to be the kind of matzah you could eat anywhere. Yotzei Bikurim Sheinechal B'Kol Moshvoseichem Ela B'Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Bikurim cannot be eaten anywhere. Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's why you can't use it for matzah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, matzah umarar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we learn it from the comparison between matzah and marar. Ma marar she'enu bikurim. We know that you cannot use bikurim for marar, saf matzah she'enu bikurim. So that's why we know you can't use matzah for bikurim either. Why can't you use bikurim for marar? Because bikurim is only the seven fruits that we read about in this week's parsha. It's a wonderful Daf Yomi coincidence. This week's that we're reading about tomorrow, those seven fruits, that's bikurim. You don't bring bikurim from anything else. Marar, there's a list of vegetables you can use for marar. None of them are those seven fruits. So if marar can't be used from bikurim, matzah can't be bikurim either, even though chitim sa'arim are on that list. So says Marar, well, ima marar she'in b'mino bikurim, af matzah she'in b'mino bikurim. So he says, I don't understand that. How can you make such a drasha? Marar, the reason you can't use bikurim is because it's physically impossible. There's no such thing as any vegetable that's on that list that can be used for marar. But matzah there is. So it says Mara Otsi Chitin Asarin Sheyesh B'minan Bikurim. So Tamalomer Matzos Matzos Riba. So that's why the pasuk says Matzos Matzos Riba, to an extra Riba by Matzos. I Matzos Matzos Riba Afilu Bikurim Nami. So if we're going to be if we're going to say Matzos Matzos, then even Bikurim should also be included. So Hadabe Rabbi Akiva. You're right. So Rabbi Akiva changed his mind. Rabbi Akiva retracted his limud. Again, what was Rabbi Akiva's limud? Why can't you use Bikurim? So he thought it was due to the connection between matzah and mar. They can't make matzah from bikurim, just like mar can't be made from bikurim. So matzah shouldn't be made from bikurim. But Rabbi Akiva changed his mind, and ultimately he agrees to Rabbi Yosei Aglili that the reason you're not allowed to use bikurim is because of b'kol moshvel seichem. It has to be something that you could eat anywhere. How do I know Rabbi Akiva changed his mind? D'tanya, yachol yatzal dimidei chavasu b'bikurim, tamal omer b'kol moshvel seichem tochel matzos, matzah nechels b'kol moshavos, yatzu bikurim, she'en nechel b'kol moshavos, alu b'Yerushalayim. So first it quotes Rabbi Yosei Aglili's drasha, that only matzah that can be eaten anywhere can be used for matzah, but bikurim, which cannot be eaten anywhere, is limited to Yerushalayim, cannot be used for matzah. Yachol shani motzias meiser sheni, I might think to exclude meiser sheni for the same reason. Meiser sheni is also limited to Yerushalayim. Tamalomer matzos matzos riba. So that's why matzos matzos comes to tell me that even meiser sheni can be used. That even though bikurim can't be, meiser sheni can be used. Umari Isa, the Rabbis, Meister Sheni, Lahotzi Bikurim. So, what do we see over here? We have one pasuk that tells me that anything that's limited to Yerushalayim is no good, and then another riboy to tell me that something that's limited to Yerushalayim may be good. But how do I know that it comes to tell me that Maaser Sheni is good and Bikurim is bad? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Bikurim is good and Maaser Sheni is bad. Marba ani Maaser Sheni sheyesh lo heter b'kol mashavos. So Gemara says, no, the reason we're marba Maaser Sheni is because Maaser Sheni potentially can be eaten anywhere. Kedra b'lazar umotzius Bikurim she'en len heter b'kol mashavos. Whereas Bikurim potentially could not possibly be eaten anywhere. Why? Where do we see the Maaser Sheni could be eaten anywhere? So Amar b'lazar minayin le Maaser Sheni shenitma shepodin osa afilu b'Yerushalayim. How do I know that if Maaser Sheni became Tameh, that you're allowed to be poded the Maaser Sheni even in Yerushalayim, meaning normally the halacha is you're only allowed to be poded Maaser Sheni fruits to exchange it for money outside of Yerushalayim. Once the Maaser Sheni fruit is already in Yerushalayim, too late, you can't be poded. So Reb Elazar says, yeah, that's if it's Maaser Sheni that's Tahar, but if it's Maaser Sheni that's Tameh, so you're not going to be able to eat it anyway as Maaser Sheni, so in Yerushalayim you're allowed to be poded. So this fruit has the ability to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, all you need to do is be poded if it were to become Tameh. Tamalomar ki lo suchal se'eso, ve'in se'es ela achila, that you're only not allowed to be pulled to something that is right to eat. So that's the brisa. Now, this brisa must be authored by Rabbi Akiva. Why? Who's the Tana that holds that you can be Yotze with Matzah of Maaser Sheni? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that taught us that you can be Yotze with Maaser Sheni. And yet, and you see that same author who says that you can be Yotze with Maaser Sheni learns that you cannot use Bikurim from Bekal Moshvel Seichem. Ah, so Shema Mina Hadarbe. So we see that Rabbi Akiva must have changed his mind and ultimately agreed to Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the reason you're not allowed to be Yotze with Matzah of Bikurim has nothing to do with the connection between matzah and marar. It has everything to do with the fact that it's not eaten b'chol moshvel seichem. A couple of, just to mention what topics should be discussed over here, is there bikurim on the other three grains? And the Torah says chitim v'sa'arim, so the Gemara in the context of this discussion seems to imply that that the other grains are also subject to bikurim, or at least the Rishonim. You have to carefully look at the Rishonim, see whether when we quoted the Braisa the other day about the other grains being in the category of chitim, in the category of Sa'orim, does that mean that there's a chiv bikurim on them as well? That's one issue. And the other issue that needs to be discussed is, can we be poda Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh? Is that also something that we say, well, since it's not nechal, so you might as well be poda it? Or do we say, no, once it's in Yerushalayim, nirkav, it has to be rotted, it's only if it becomes tameh that we can be poda. Okay, Rabbi Yosei Glili, tepikle melechem oni, mishnechal b'oni, yatzazah shei nechal el b'simcha. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, why would we say that the reason you're not allowed to be Yotze with Bikurim is because of B'chom L'Shvoseichem? Why not just use Lechem Oni again, that Bikurim has to be eaten B'Simcha, and that's why you can't use Matzah of Bikurim? So Savlik Rabbi Shimon, he can't hold that way because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. D'Tanya Bikurim Asurim La'onim, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon holds that an Onim is allowed to eat Bikurim, so Bikurim, there's no din that Bikurim has to be eaten B'Simcha, according to him. That's why he can't use Lechem Oni to exclude Bikurim. My time with Rabbanan, what's the svar for the Rabbanan? The chsiv lo sucha lechol b'sharecha v'amamar chumas yadcha elu bikurim. The iskish bikurim l'maiser, that the Torah connects bikurim and maiser. Ma maiser asal onin, af bikurim asal onin. That's where the Rabbanan get the idea that an onin can't eat bikurim. If we compare it to maiser, maiser sheni, an onin is not allowed to eat bikurim, and onin is not allowed to eat either. Rabbi Shimon, truma karina rachmana ke truma. And Rabbi Shimon would say, no, the Torah calls it truma to tell me it's like truma. Ma truma mutaris la'onin, af bikurim mutar la'onin. The emphasis is not on the comparison to maiser, it's the comparison to truma, that truma can be eaten by an onen, so bikurim can also be eaten by an onen. So, frankly, Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, nihide iskish less, nihide hekish lesle simcha mia michtav ksivi buhu. Granted, he doesn't have the hekish. Rabbi Shimon doesn't compare it to meiser in the sense that just like meiser and onen is not allowed to eat, so too bikurim and onen is not allowed to eat. But still, it still uses the term simcha when it describes bikurim. Dichsiv is samachta b'chal. So what are you going to do with that pasuk? How can you tell me an onin is allowed to eat bikurim because there's no inyan of simcha? It's not compared to meiser. It says beferish in the pasuk by bikurim that there's an inyan of simcha. V'samachta
Simchal Atov. So answers Gemara, Hahulis Man Simcha Huda Asa. No, that pasuk is not telling me that one needs to be in a state of Simcha. It needs to be eaten in a time that is a generally joyous time, but not about the person's attitude. It's about the calendar. Ditnan me atzeres v'alachag maybe v'korei from atzeres until chag during the summertime. I guess that's a daf yomi coincidence. During this time of year, a person is maybe v'korei the bikurim because that's the joyous time of the year. Me'achag v'ad Chanukah maybe ve'eno korei, but from chag until Chanukah, a person is maybe ve'eno korei. So I guess we'll stop there. So that's Rabbi Shimon. He learns that we're allowed to eat bikurim as an onen because the din of simcha is only about the zman. It's not about the attitude.